Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Vell and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio to spread the gospel to all of you that's even behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know that Jesus come to deliver you from the bondage of sin. Amen. We're doing a teaching series on the second coming of Christ, the end times. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this series of teachings. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to get ready to meet the Lord. It's time to repent and turn from sin and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I will live right. Because we're living in the end time, the last days. And as Paul said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. That's what he said. Men shall be lovers of their own selves more than lovers of God. And that's what's going on in our world today. People want to do things what's pleasing in their own sight, not concerned about what this Bible says. Amen. Like Israel did back in the days when they wanted, amen, they didn't want God to reign over them. No. They told Samuel they wanted to be like the other nations. Amen. They want a king. Amen. Where they can see. Praise God. They didn't want God to reign over them. But they want, amen, a king that they can see. Amen. And I'm telling you, God gave them what they wanted. But it wasn't what God wanted to do. Because God wanted to reign over his people. Amen. And I'm telling you, even today, people, amen, talking about they don't want the Lord. They don't want no king. That's what he's saying. They want to do like they want to do. Praise God. Amen. But I'm here to let you know it's time to humble yourself to the mighty hand of God. It's time to, amen, do what this Bible says if you want to go to heaven. Because all the goats that butt against this word is going to be put on the left side. And they're going into the other place. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let's go to the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. And pick up reading at verse number 6.
And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, so that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
And I want you to concentrate on that. Let you know, all these rumors of wars you hear, the trouble going on in the Middle East, with Israel fighting Hamas, in the Gaza Strip, and all of that going on. Those things are the beginning of sorrows. The end is not yet. So people need to understand, know that. Amen.
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places.
And those things are going on today. You hear talk of earthquakes. You hear talk of, amen, nations, amen, rising against nations. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. All these things are going on. Amen. Droughts. Amen. Different types of pestilence. Wildfires. All of that going on. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. What did the 8th verse say?
All these are the beginning of sorrow.
Y'all heard that? All these are the beginning of sorrow. But you got some Christian trying to pull Jesus out of the sky. Amen. But I'm here to let you know. Amen. We need to believe what this Bible say. Believe what this Bible say. I'll tell you. Because Jesus is going to come at a time when people are not looking for him. And I'm letting you know that. Amen. That's why Jesus told us to be ready. It's time to be ready. Be on the watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Get enough Christ in your soul that you're able to live right. Amen. People feel like that. Amen. Because of all this going on now, amen, they're ready to pull Jesus out the sky because they ain't able to stand. They want to go back home. Amen. Be caught up in the rapture and all of that. I'm here to let you know, Jesus wants us to get so you'll be ready to be caught up in the rapture. Be saved, be sanctified, so you can live free from sin here in this sinful world. Because if you can't live free from sin, there's no sinner going to be caught up in the rapture. Amen. Only the pure in heart, St. Matthew 5 and 8 said, only the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. If you can't live right, amen, and want the Lord to take you away because you don't have enough to stand all this that's coming, that means you need to go to the altar and pray and say, Lord, fix me, Lord, fix me. Because you don't have enough to be caught up in the rapture. And I'm putting on radio to let you know. Praise God. It's time out for playing church. The Lord wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting, not just those that want to appear to the people to be a Christian, but he want people that are shown up saved, that are sanctified through the blood, that's washed in the blood of the Lamb, that's filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, that's able to live free from sin. Amen. I'm telling you, those are the ones that be ready to be caught up in the rapture. Those are the ones that's going to heaven. I'm going to tell you, glory to God. Because the Bible said in St. Matthew 5 and 8, where Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. I'm telling you, only the pure in heart is going to be caught up in the rapture. That's the reason why Jesus come to save men's and women's, boys and girls from their sins. Not in it, but from your sins. Amen. Jesus come to save you from your sin and take sin out the sinner. So you can live right. Amen. So, amen. Jesus said in St. Matthew 24 and 7, say, a nation shall rise against, amen, nation. Kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in many places. Diver places mean many places. And 8th verse said, these are the beginning. You hear me? The beginning of sorrows. Praise God. Amen. That's the reason why we need to get our soul ready to meet the Lord. Amen. It's time to be real for God. It's time to be able to serve the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. So you be ready when Jesus comes. Because I'm telling you, testing time is coming. You hear me? Testing time is coming. If you don't have it like the Bible said, amen, you ain't going to be able to stand. Praise God. You're not going to be able to stand. That's the reason why it's time to get a rock bottom salvation. Get it so you know you've been changed. Amen. Because the angels in heaven done signed your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I know it's a soul-stirring message because it's time to get ready to meet the Lord. Amen. It's time to get right with God. Amen. Do it now. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because this is a powerful message. A powerful message. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease. Lord Jesus, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, let them know you come to change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, amen. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Go into the people. Go into the free world. Lord, touch the people in the free world. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise the song. Say, it's me again, Lord. Standing in need of prayer. It's me, Lord. I need you to fix me and mold me so I can live right while I'm in this world. And the Lord will do just that for you. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do, and he is there for you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And the Lord is there for you also, too. He can raise you back up, that you can be free in your spirit, mind, body, and soul. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. You can live free from sin in this present world, and the Lord can supply your every need. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vail and myself. The Lord will open up doors that we'll be able to get into the jails and prison, more of them. Amen. To spread this good news of Jesus Christ. Because people need to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. That Jesus come to save you from your sin. Praise the Lord. And to those of you that's out there in the free world, you're welcome to write our ministry. Amen. Praise God. And get on our website. Give your gifts of support to help us pay radio bills to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. So, to next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.